Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Congressman Larson, how are you?
I'm great, Brian. How are you?
I'm really well. It's good to see you, and you look well.
It's a great day, isn't it? I mean, gorgeous weather outside, you know, although I wouldn't want to be standing around. A good thing they get moving pretty quick.
I'm super lucky here because I want to run, but then I'm here nice and cozy. I can run and come in and change. Like, if there are people who've been here for over an hour and they just got to walk around and walk around to stay warm. It's not warm outside.
It's not, but it's a nice day. The wind isn't, you know, too harsh. That could always, you know, that's always trouble. My brother runs every year.
He does?
Oh, yeah. He's a marathoner, actually.
But yet you're not a runner.
No, I'm not.
So how does that happen? Like, he's an avid runner, and you're an anti-runner. Like, for me, like, I always make this joke. When you're a little kid, you're always finding ways to run. And as an adult, you're always trying to find ways not to run. You know, that's the way I look at it.
Well, you know, remember Ray, we used to say the only
he's
way.
He's not a runner.
Yeah, you know. I said we would participate in the road race in a golf cart.
You know,
we'd make that trip in a golf cart, you know. But
can I digress for a second before we get into all this serious stuff? You know, I find it's true at the state capitol, too, is that you talk about Ray, and then you talk about the RV and stuff, and even, like, the culture of, like, you know, the journalists you cover, like, you work and then you have a couple of drinks with. Like, there was a blendedness. Not that they wouldn't cover you tough or be hard on you, but, like, this relationship thing. And it feels like this younger generation, I feel like I'm on the bridge of it, they don't have that. I know Mike Cerulli does a good job of trying to work sources and get to know and socialize with the staffers and stuff. But it seems like there's a separation that's different from – I feel like you came up with a group of people and you knew them. And you could rely on them, and then there was a relationship and a balance there that didn't lack accountability, but it had a different sense of familiarity. Is that true or not true?
No, I think you're spot on. I think that's the way it's kind of evolved. It's, you know, everything goes through cycles, et cetera. And that happened to be a unique cycle, you know, when you develop those relationships. I mean, you're the host of a network that essentially – you know, Bob Steele, Ray Dunaway, and now you. And, you know, those are, you know, and generationally they're different, et cetera, but it's understandable why you would feel that way. I always felt that, you know, camaraderie is something that's pretty special. And if you can develop that even within your professional responsibilities, you know that that's always going to be the case. I mean, you know, the people are going to still carry out what they have to do, but there's no reason. Same thing with Republican and Democrats.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to like people on the other side of the aisle. They're decent people, et cetera, but you're going to disagree philosophically. But in the case of media coverage or whatever, you got a job and responsibility to do. So do we. And so, but, you know.
Well, you know,
what's
I think
the issue of
the Valdecer, by the way, the Valdecer family, they're doing their caterpillars. they're so great. We know them really, really well. You know, we have a little time here. So, I want to follow it all. And the thing with me is that I, you know, when I first started at CNBC, I would start to do some of those, you know, interviews from the Rotunda or whatever, and it'd be a Democrat and a Republican, and they would disagree, and then you know that there was also a line of respect, and that maybe the lights went off and they went in and they had a drink together and they talked or what have you. I felt like then I liked the camaraderie of it. I thought it was that era was too talking point-ish. Like, I won't watch the Sunday shows anymore because it's all talking points and it's garbage, in my opinion, because nobody has real conversation. So right. The modern era, I mean, I don't know if it's a Trump thing or not. Like, I like straight talk. I just don't like the venom of it. Like, why can't we have an actual conversation where I can say if I think you're BSing me and you can say I'm BSing you, but yet we can do it in a way that's respectful and still, you know, man to man or person to person. That's the thing. For some reason, it has to devolve. If you're going to have straight talk, it has to devolve into disrespect and ad hominem crap.
It's a great point. I mean, and it shouldn't. You know, I think people appreciate straight talk. They appreciate conversation. They wish it was more natural.
Yeah.
But to your point, today there's so many things that are just, you know, a list of, you know, even the way people prepare you for meetings in offices, here's your talking points.
Right.
And
I just tell people, put those aside.
That doesn't allow for a natural flow of conversation.
Correct.
One that you would be having at home and not on the air.
Right,
and
that's what I try to...
across the kitchen table, yep. I suppose.
Well, that's what I try to do with the show, Congressman.
That's smart.
And so, you know, getting to, you know, what you have on your hands, nice piece in the Times. They did a piece on you in the New York Times recently.
Oh, good.
And you didn't know. Whoa, Matt.
Well,
and you know, you have a fight on your hands. There are four people, you know, trying to primary you, and the one who gets most of the press is Luke Bronin, the two-time mayor of Hartford. And you know, there's a lot of people in analogous situations. You know, we see a lot of people saying they're not going to run again and they retire, and you have every right to do whatever you want. What made you decide, you know, and I think about you, and if you want me to be honest, I was like, you know what, you've done this for so long and you've served for so long that you want to be able to dictate the terms of your exit, right? You want to be able to say when you're ready. You don't want to be told. I don't know if that's true or not. But I mean, when you go through the thought process of wanting to do this again, because the next year is going to be challenging, it's going to be tough. And why did you want to do it?
Well, first and foremost, we're in the minority now, and I don't think most people in Connecticut understand that after this term, I will have served 28 years. Of those 28 years, we've only been in the majority 8.
Wow.
And of those 8, we've only been in a majority where we had the House and the Senate and the President 4 times. In those 4 times, we're able to get an awful lot more done. But I pride myself on the fact that during the other 20 years, being able to work across the aisle and get things done was just important. But also in that process, you develop specific goals of what you want to achieve and what you want to do. I took on the responsibility with regard to Social Security more than a decade ago. And it shocked me to see, and this cuts across both aisles, by the way, that what had not been done and the fact that Social Security has not been enhanced across the board in more than 50 years. And with 10,000 baby boomers a day becoming eligible for Social Security, there's a responsibility there. So I said, and to the people that I've been working with, we're now, I'm on the committee that has cognizance over Social Security. When we're in the majority, I was the chairman. When we're back, I'll be the chairman of a committee that covers all 300 million Americans and where 74 million Americans currently receive benefits that haven't been enhanced in more than 54 years.
So the criticism, though, is, and we, you know, is you've been doing this and we still haven't gotten a vote. And so that would be the pushback on the other side. There's no doubt it's a huge issue.
And so the issue is to abandon it and to give up, not to do it, not to pursue it when people are without it. Yeah, it takes a lot. Huh? It took Ted Kennedy over 24 years to get healthcare.
So what's I mean, and again, I don't want to focus on this stuff, and I'll ask one more.
I love talking
one
about
one more
it.
Question. Is that what's preventing from getting – if this is not a red state, blue state issue, right? I mean, there are as many senior citizens in red states as blue states. Why haven't you been able to get the reform you want through?
It isn't a question of the reform that I want. It's a question of making sure that the public is aware of it.
But
Mark Meadows, used to chair the Freedom Caucus, came to me very candidly and said, hey, listen, our leadership philosophically has always...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Been opposed and has tried to privatize Social Security.
Right.
All right. Bush and whether it was Reagan, whether it was Bush, and now Trump, who's in the process of it. Trump's far more clever. But he said, I'll tell you what, your bill makes it to the floor, you're going to have our votes. And then with the same rationale that Marjorie Taylor Greene uses with her constituents, Mark Meadows said the same thing. To your point,
so
it's
why
not a red state, blue state
right,
issue.
But why? So again, back to the question, why haven't we been able to move on it?
That's a great question. I think it should have been moved on. And that why it hasn't has more to do with the politics of the situation. In the case when we had the opportunity, and I thought we should have taken it up in 2022, but we were putting back together the Affordable Care Act, which was deemed more important, was being opposed, that Social Security was being opposed on the other side.
Yeah, there's a lot of people feel like until that fiscal cliff of the people won't address it until it's a major issue.
Yeah, but that's just a BS line, and you know that.
Yeah,
you know, it's a BS line to say, well, it'll be, you know, we'll do it when we get to it. It's already now come down. When we first started, it was going to be solvent through 2036. It's now at 2033.
Yeah, listen, I'm 54, Congressman. Like, it's gonna.
I know, I'm trying to help you out, Brian.
It's gonna directly impact me, and so I think it's something. You know, it's crazy to change ages and focus on things you never thought you'd focus on.
Here's the other thing too, and it's not talked about this way. And this is what I've been doing with my Republican colleagues. Tell me a better economic development plan for the country. Why do I say that? Well, here's the deal. All 435 congressional districts receive, on average, $280 million a month comes into that district. Where do those people spend that Social Security money?
In the district.
Right. At the pharmacy, at the grocery store, paying their rent, their mortgages, putting gas in their car. And especially in post-COVID and this global inflationary time, who needs that money more than people on fixed income? And where are they spending it? Right back in the very economy with the small businesses that are going to be, that it's necessary to take us out of this recession. So, and also provide them with the dignity of retirement. I say that because for 40% of Americans who are currently retired, it's the only benefit they have.
That speaks to a different structural problem, in my opinion. But we're talking with Congressman John Larson here on Brian and Company. always happens. Like, I want to get to a million different things, and we end up, you know, talking about this.
Well, it's so important.
I know, but how are things in D.C.? You know, I mean, it's crazy right now. it's always crazy, but, like, you brought up Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, that turnaround has been stunning, and I don't know what to make of any of it. And then do you feel like, where do you stand? I mean, the elections were positive for your party, but the shutdown, I'm not sure who it was positive for, but I don't think it helped the Democrats. I mean, if I only had one question to get in here, what's your reasonable confidence in the Democrats flipping the House?
Oh, I think we're definitely going to take back the House of Representatives. Of course, if you asked me 2 years ago, I would have said the same thing. But I don't think what most people understand, we didn't lose seats in the last election. We actually picked up seats in the House of Representatives. And I think we're going to pick up more seats this time. And I think Marjorie Taylor Greene's a perfect example. Now, here's someone who everyone would say is a Trump acolyte. And certainly she has defended him to the max. But when it came to her own district, and there are more red states that are in need of health care that they receive from the Affordable Care Act, and to have their premiums, if you remain on health care, almost double, or to have 50 million people have their insurance taken away from them, how does that make any sense during this time?
Why does someone like that, like, drop out of Congress, though? Like, that's the one thing I don't understand. Because obviously she's falling out with Trump. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, why did she just quit?
You'd have to ask her. I don't know. I can't explain that. Yeah. I do know that Trump strike puts the fear of God into a lot of them.
It seems to. Yeah,
really. He does. And here was a member, excuse me, Brian, who had intense loyalty and respect for him, et cetera.
I mean, it's
stunning. But she respected the impact this would have on her constituents and said, rather than my becoming the focal point, I'm going to stick up for my constituents, but I'm stepping down. That's how I view what she did.
Yeah.
But that you'd have to ask her.
Listen,
I can't say that I know her that well. I've conversed with
her. There's 434 other people. It's hard to know everybody, and the House is a chamber. It's just a different animal. Number one, happy Thanksgiving.
Well, happy
it's good
Thanksgiving
to see you.
To you.
It's good to see you. Well, I'm telling you, you got to drive to Farmington and sit down. I have more issues to discuss.
We do. And we have this discussion
every year. And you say you're happy to, but then
whoa. It's not like TIC doesn't have its own schedule. Like, you guys don't go home tonight and say, hey, you know what? Jeez, you know, we really got to work on the fact we got to get Larson on the show because our ratings are going to go off the charts.
Oh, yeah. Larson's a moneymaker.
He's a real moneymaker for us.
Listen, I will. I'll make sure Joey reaches out, and we'll set something up when you're in district, and we look forward to listen from a coverage standpoint. You know, because I talked with Gilchrist and Bronin, and I want to make sure there's equal time for everybody.
Sure.
And, you know, as the incumbent, you deserve your opportunity to voice yourself as you please. So thank you so much.
My pleasure. All right. Thanks, Brian. Good to be here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.